That's right. That sound can only mean one thing.
We're back.
We're back. Yep. At least we hope we are.
Maybe.
Maybe. Because we have recorded since the last time you heard us, except you didn't get to hear it.
No one got to hear it.
Yeah. So hopefully this time, equipment is fixed. I'm not as sick as I was.
Oh, you're definitely as sick as you were.
And we're back at it. Hey, can I tell you something fun?
All right.
Before I tell everybody that this is our fourth episode.
What?
I received multiple, "Hey, we're missing the podcast," texts.
Oh, there we go.
Is two multiple?
I think two was multiple.
Yeah.
One is singular.
Yeah, two is multiple.
We've gotten a couple of texts.
Hey, hold on 1 second. Hey, babe. Are you trying to get something off the printer?
That turned it off.
Do you need it right now?
No.
Hey, we now pause whatever goes on in the Pippin household for the podcast.
Our taxes are clearly not as important as
nope.
The...
That's how you put your foot down. The tissue is way far away.
Smart.
Thanks. Yeah, multiple people have reached out and said, "Hey, man, what's going on with the podcast?" Multiple.
Multiple people have.
Another way of saying that is listeners in multiple states.
Whoa.
Neither one of...
Our loyal fan base.
Neither one really makes it sound smaller. None of the people who have reached out are blood related to us.
There we go. There are family friends, though, so...
You don't know. You don't know who's reached out. I didn't tell you.
I think I have a good idea as to who reached out.
Yep. All right. That clearing my throat and sniffles and all that stuff, I'm going to try to do away from the microphone, but I will forget because I just did it. So what's happened since the last time we spoke?
I don't think anything has happened since the last time we spoke.
All right. That's the typical teenage answer. So today it's just two of the Pippin Five, me and the old co-host. Trying to get a podcast out because it's been so long. And the 15-year-old's response is nothing's happened. But in fact, we've had a 10-year-old producer turn 11. We've had the end of wrestling season. Right? The last time we put out a podcast, wasn't it you just got back from
Florida? Oh, that was right after Florida. Was it the last one we released or the last one we recorded?
No, definitely not the last one we recorded, so maybe we didn't release it. Yeah, and then you said, "Hey, I got a funny story I want to tell you, but it has to be for the podcast."
It's not funny.
Oh.
I don't think it...
You've had time to think about it.
I think it might be too personal.
Yeah.
It's not my story, so... And I think it may be a little personal to share on a podcast.
You've had time to think about it?
I've had time to think about it.
Dang it.
Maybe I probably shouldn't share it to anybody. If we're being honest. So. I don't know.
I should have recorded it right when you said it. Now you've had to think about it.
And I've decided against it.
Good. Well, hey, I appreciate you deciding against it. It didn't have anything to do with you.
It has nothing to do with me.
Just a friend of yours?
Friend of mine.
Then you're just going to kill it.
Well, it's like, it's like the whole family story. Like life story.
Your friend's family?
Mm-hmm. So. Probably not.
Probably not the time.
Nor the place.
All right, let's talk about things you can talk about.
Okay, wrestling season just ended.
Yeah, how'd that go?
Last tournament, I got second. Pretty proud of it. Yeah. So I've gotten two medals this year. A first place and a second place. I lost a match, a championship match. Lights got too big.
That was district?
District.
So that made you what on the season? Do you know your record?
In total varsity and JV, I think I'm like 10-5, but my JV record is 10-2. Or no, 11-5 career. JV, 10-2. That's pretty good.
That is good for a freshman. Right.
Right.
A freshman that's definitely a wrestler first.
No.
What?
Football first. Wrestling is just something I do.
Whoa, easy. People might listen to this.
Well.
We have tens and tens of fans, buddy.
Dozens, you could say. A dozen.
You could. You'd probably be lying.
A baker's dozen.
Do you know how many a baker's dozen is?
13.
Okay.
12 for the customers, one for himself.
Nice. I don't think we have 13.
12?
I don't know.
Could we even say tens of tens?
Probably not. I can look it up while you do that, though.
Our ones and ones of fans.
Fans and fans and fans.
Fan and fan and fan.
Yep. So what happens now that you don't go to wrestling practice every day?
We got baseball now. Just switching from one to the other. So I don't think there's been a point this entire school year, where I haven't had a sport going on. Because I went straight from football to wrestling almost the next day. I went wrestling straight to baseball literally the next day. So I don't think there's been a, I don't think I've ever had a grace period.
Is that how you prefer it?
I would like a couple of days, maybe a week.
What would you do with them?
Nothing.
Yeah, that's weak. You can do nothing when you're old.
That's true. But when I'm old, I'm going to want to play croquet. Or what's that one's? That's the one where you hit it between the wickets, right? Yeah.
Play croquet?
Quartet? Croquet. I know there's a T in there, but I think it's silent.
Try to spell it, and then I'll tell you how you're supposed to say it.
Okay, I know it's spelled really weird. Here we go. I'm either about to make myself look like an idiot, okay, or I'm going to be a genius.
You haven't so far.
Yeah. No, this would be the second time I have. All right, C-O-R-Q-U-E-T, quartet.
Say the word again.
Quartet. 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 C-O... Can I hear it in a sentence, please?
It's your word. You say it in a sentence.
Last week, me and my family...
Wait, pause.
Okay.
That was a brilliant move. If I would have said it in a sentence, you would have heard the word pronounced.
Exactly, correctly. Which is why... Can I hear it in this sentence, is part... Please? That's why they do it in the spelling bee, right? You can also get place of origin. Can I get the place of orange? Orange? Origin?
Place of orange? Yeah, okay. Place of origin is England. First played in 1856.
Okay, can I get the pronunciation, please?
No, because then that'd be me pronouncing.
Can I get the sentence, please?
No, but would you like for me to spell it correctly?
No, I would like to. Okay, spell it correctly, then I'll pronounce it.
C-R.
Yep.
O-Q-U-E-T.
I was so close, though.
You were.
I was just missing it out.
Yeah.
Quartet. Is that, how do you say it?
Say it again.
Quartet.
C-R-O-Q-E-T.
Oh, then I did spell it right. I spelt it right then. Because you said the other time. You said C-O-R-O.
No, C-R. So if I say that, why are you saying core?
Oh, there's nothing in between the C and the R. Croquet. Is that how you say it?
Croquet.
I was saying it right the whole time and you were messing with me.
You weren't saying it.
Croquet. Right. I'm saying
you
it right.
You do know this is recorded. It's the whole point of it.
Croquet. That's what. I'm saying it right.
Croquet.
Croquet.
And then you just said, croquet. I'm saying it right. Croquet.
Okay.
Croquet.
I'm saying it. Croquet. Croquet.
Croquet.
Croquet works. People know what you're talking about.
For sure. Use it in the sentence.
I like to play croquet.
What about salmon croquette? Do you know what that would be?
Sounds like a food.
It is. So I guess you could say whatever the word is you made, people wouldn't know, because a croquette is a food.
Have you ever had a croquette?
Yeah. Yes.
What even is a croquette?
It's like a fish or chicken or like ham in small picture, like a big tater tot. Deep fried, or a corn pup. You know, the size of a corn pup, like a corn dog, but a corn pup, the small ones. That, except inside of it is going to be like fish or like a shellfish, like a crab or something like that, or some sort of ground.
I could have a crab. I don't know if I'd do a fish.
So,
because I feel like the little fish bones, you know?
No, yeah. So my granddaddy was married multiple times with this amazing woman he was married to for a long time. We called her Miss Ethel, right?
Right.
Miss Ethel made salmon croquettes, right? And she promised that Uncle Trey and I one time locked her in the car until she agreed to make salmon croquettes. when we were little.
You held an old woman captive until she cooked you food?
Yes.
It's a problem.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you say it like that, it sounds weird. But really, I was just telling her how much I adored her cooking.
You locked her in a car.
And her cooking was her love language.
That's sweet, but...
I love you to death. You know, people say that all the time.
I love you.
I love you.
So I'm going to hold you captive.
Yeah.
That's pretty messed up.
I love you so much, you're not going to be free anymore. I was little.
Yeah, that's a psychological thing. Well, let's be real. It was not your idea. It was Uncle Trey's idea.
Yeah, let's
go. And little you was like, you know what? If Uncle Trey wants to do it, I want to do it.
That's right. I always admired that Joker. He's always brought me down the wrong path. We can say that because he's scared to be on the podcast, so he can't defend himself.
He won't be able to.
Nope. There's also a picture of me as a little baby sitting on the floor in some house, probably grandma's house, watching biscuits cook in the oven. And I was huge.
That makes a lot of sense.
I was like fat. Sometime after Biscuit Tommy turned into, I'll take away your freedom.
You had better food, so you're like, you know what? I'm gonna upper it up.
That's right. For biscuits, I will watch. For fancy salmon croquettes,
I will hold you captive until you cook it.
This makes a lot of sense. I'm sure there's like...
There's a psychological thing there. Sure. It should probably be studied.
There's psychologists that are like, sir, this is why you can't lose weight. Right here. Is that what Noom is?
I don't know. But I know there is a commercial that is like psych evals and figures out why you can't lose weight.
Yeah, that might be it. Probably that and my fondness for breakfast.
Well, you have to start your day off with a good meal.
That's right. I've firmly bought into the 8 eggs worth of protein approach every morning.
Okay. 8 eggs is a little much.
Oh.
I think it's like 3.
You need to eat 8 eggs.
Well, I'm saying you need to eat like 3.
Why?
You're trying to lose weight.
No, I ain't trying. I'll take away your freedom. What else is going on?
Super Bowl's today. This probably won't even be edited by the time the Super Bowl's over happens. It definitely won't be edited.
Hey. Let me see if this slap button works. That's what it felt like. That's what it felt like when you just said that.
No, it takes companies days to edit a podcast. It's going to take you. I mean, somehow you do it faster than some of the companies do.
Thank you. But there's a solid chance that this won't make it. And it'll be the third podcast I have saved that we can't do anything with.
Unless you want to use laptop audio.
I just really don't. It sounds so bad. I just really don't. I'm really hoping this one works. But, all right, Super Bowl. Tell me all about it.
Chiefs versus Eagles. I'm really rooting for the Eagles because I don't like the Chiefs.
All right.
So it's not the Chiefs' fault. It's just...
It's not the Chiefs' fault that you don't like them.
They've gotten one too many calls on their side this year.
I think it's well known in our household that I'm not a huge NFL fan.
No one in our household really is.
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen a full NFL game this year.
Yeah, no fact. It's not that we don't like it. It's just not must see.
It's not college football.
No. I think, and you know what? I think we're such fanatics about high school and college sports that's why it seems like we're not NFL fans. We're probably regular NFL fans.
No.
No?
No. We're college football enthusiasts. We could talk for a couple hours just about college football. We're high school football regulars. Actually, I say we're slightly higher than regulars because regulars would just like go to the games on Fridays. But like we pay attention to Max Sports and how other teams are doing and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Or Max Preps. But NFL, we are significantly below average. We'll follow Georgia players, barely, and that's about it.
We are headed to Liberty in a couple weeks, Liberty University in a couple weeks for college for a weekend for Will. And Lord willing, trying to get better at saying I'm going to do stuff because it's not on my timetable. But Lord willing, if that still happens, I will go to at least two different college events or sporting events while I'm there for the weekend.
Hockey game and a softball game.
Guaranteed hockey game, guaranteed
softball. If you went to Liberty as a student, guaranteed, would you go to every sporting event?
Yes, and I would, yeah, and I'd have a horrible time going to class, and I'd end up with the same degree I currently own. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Way to have some confidence in yourself.
Priorities.
Here's the thing about hockey. I think I would really enjoy hockey.
Playing it?
Playing it. Watching it, I like watching it. Okay. I think playing it, I would have a great time. But we're not in a hockey area, nor do we really care about hockey. It's just like the few hockey things I've seen, I've enjoyed.
Valid point, but like what we were just talking about, we're not in a hockey area. We didn't grow up hockey. We don't have any family or friends that play hockey. We don't follow hockey. And we have watched hockey in multiple states.
I don't know why. I think it's in our blood. We're just naturally drawn to hockey. I think here's what it is.
Some of it's minor league. There's, you give us a minor league event, we're going to go to
that's
it.
True. But we enjoy the contact.
Yeah.
Contact is something we need to have in every sport, except for like baseball. But even then, sometimes they get hit by a pitch, and that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Or they rush the mound, and that's like really cool. And it's also like how fast-paced it is. Because we like football for the contact, but it's like 30 seconds between each play is a little much. But in hockey, there's like a hit every like 10 seconds. And then they fight a lot too. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. That is interesting.
How many fights have we seen?
Oh, multiple. We saw a few in the same game.
The Bulls. Yeah, that was the Bulls or something like that.
We saw multiple fights in the same game in Birmingham. And in
that Vegas. Was like a heated game.
Vegas.
We've seen two shootouts.
We have seen two shootouts.
Live. What? How have we seen two shootouts?
Maybe more. Did we see one in Wichita Falls in Texas?
No, I don't think Wichita. No, because Wichita Falls was like, it was like
that was
semi-pro.
Was that a blowout?
It was like a blowout. And it wasn't like super.
Yeah, no fighter.
No one's fighting in that.
It was like 6-1 or something. No, you're right. Vegas was.
Vegas was. I got a hockey puck from that game.
Yeah, that's right. Came over the glass or something.
Shootout. No, not shootout. The like pre-skate or whatever they call it.
Yeah.
A couple went over. I just got one of them.
That's right. Do you still have it?
I do have it. It's on my desk.
We also watched the world's coldest minor league baseball game in person in Vegas.
Oh, well, it was cold for Vegas standards.
I was cold.
You know, that stadium has a swimming pool. The
stadium does have a swimming pool. Yeah. It was cold for me. But what else do we watch sports-wise?
You know, the hockey shots? You know that puck can go like 112 miles per hour? Like, they shoot that thing.
That's crazy.
How can you be a goalie in that? How do they catch it? Like, people are in front of them, people are hitting them, and they just, like, catch a puck going 112 miles per hour.
Yeah, I think they have to at least just, like,
guess a little bit.
There's got to be some.
There's got to be a lot of scouting. That like, oh, every time he shoots, he likes to go glove side around your waist, so if he's shooting, put your glove around your waist.
Yeah,
but also sometimes they just like get really big and just cover the whole net. What if, okay, question, what if you just got a goalie that was like 7 foot, like 350 pounds, like a big NFL O-lineman, and just told him to just sit in front of the goal?
Yeah, so big you can't see the net.
You can't see the net. All you can see is post. You can hit post, but
there's no such thing as that. Like, you can just sit there all day, right?
Yeah.
There's no rule against it. I don't know. You think they would have already tried that? Maybe big men, my people, don't play hockey.
No, because they're not Canadian.
You gotta be able to get from the bench to the goal on skates.
And goalies lose like 5 pounds a game, something stupid like that.
Sweating
in that big old gear.
They say that about like race car drivers too.
Oh yeah, I think race car drivers lose more, like NASCAR, because it's like such an endurance thing. 500 laps in a 112-degree Fahrenheit car.
Yeah, crazy. Also fun to watch. My buddy, my good friend Will Rollins, just texted me and said Jalen Carter is a dog. He's a big Eagles fan.
There you go.
How many Eagles? How many Georgia Bulldogs are playing for the Eagles tonight?
I'm going to say 13. Playing or on the team?
I guess we have to do on the team.
13.
That's a big number.
I think. Wait. Let me 7. I think there are 7, and I think they're all on defense.
All right, let's count it. Ready? You have Jalen Carter.
Nolan Smith.
N'Kobe Dean. Ringo.
Oh, I forgot the Eagles drafted Ringo.
Jordan Davis.
Don't they have a receiver?
Lewis Seen, who's a safety. I'm looking right now. Jalen Carter, N'Kobe Dean. N'Kobe Dean's out. Ringo, Nolan Smith, Jordan Davis, Lewis Seen. No team in the NFL has more former Georgia players on their roster.
Eagles know what's going on. Georgia team's pretty good.
Kansas City has Mecole Hardman and Malik Herring, defensive end.
I remember Herring. I don't remember the other guy.
Yeah, Hardman, receiver.
Georgia receivers have never been that big. Well, okay, let me rephrase that. They've been the one guy that you really want to be our receivers coach.
That one guy. Are we going to bring him up 2 podcasts in a row?
We didn't bring him up last podcast.
No, the last one that everyone heard. That one guy. I think we did it just like this, too, by the way. Goodness gracious. Call yourself a Georgia fan. Keep going. Talk your way out of Georgia.
I think I'm just going to stop right here. Didn't A.J. Brown go to Georgia?
Yeah.
I know him. Oh, what's his name? The guy that George Pickens. George Pickens went to Georgia.
Yeah.
That guy was crazy, though.
You know where he went after Georgia?
Steelers?
Yes. Just like?
The other guy.
Whose name is?
Troy Polamalu. That's the guy with the hair. That's not the guy we're talking about.
Polamalu was a linebacker with the hair. Hines Ward, Matthew.
Oh, Hines. That's right. I'm sorry.
You're named after him.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
I think we're going to have to edit that out.
I think the dog's just something bad happened. Hines Ward, bud. Matthew Thomas Hines Ward Pippen.
Nope. That's not my name.
Fact. All right, who you think's winning?
Eagles.
Why?
Chiefs, I think, are running out of luck.
Whoa, out of luck. Which means that they've been
winning. The majority of Chiefs wins come from like single digit wins.
Okay, that ain't luck.
Like less than like one possession games. And a lot of them, this is why I don't like the Chiefs. It's been like a 4th and long and they've gotten a pass interference or they throw an interception, but there was a defensive holding call. There's been a lot of that. Like the Chiefs beat Bengals game. It's like 3rd and forever. There's like 50 seconds left. Bengals are winning by 4 or something like that. And Patrick Mahomes throws an interception and they call pass interference on the guy that caught the football, caught the interception. Because he wasn't going for the football. When he literally caught, since that moment, I've hated the Chiefs.
There's a lot of that when I catch up on my NFL. A lot of people complain about officiating when it comes to the Chiefs.
It's because they've gotten way. And then Patrick Mahomes refusing. He either slides while he's getting tackled or dances around the sideline. And then steps out of bounds as soon as they commit to a tackle.
And gets a penalty.
And then there's this one play where they're pushing him while he steps out of bounds and he flops like he does like a soccer flop. Like he dives across into the sideline. But they didn't throw a flag on that one. But that would have been, if they did, I'd have been so mad.
I do not appreciate a soccer flop.
That's what he does. Mm-hmm. See, like, say what you will about Tom Brady. He would stand in the pocket and get hit. He wouldn't. He never did a little wince down onto the ground. He hardly, well, he did slide, but like when he slid, it was way before the defender did anything. If he was going out of bounds, he was going out of bounds. But Patrick Mahomes does not do that. Just makes me mad.
You know something the Chiefs do that other teams don't?
What?
They don't mind lateraling.
They don't.
Like, even down the field a little bit.
It's become part. Well, part of that's because all their games have been so close, they've had to get a little desperate.
I've seen their defensive guys even intercept the ball in lateral. I kind of like that. Kind of like it.
Goes back to the roots of football.
Yeah, not like a, hey, we're a team that just constantly pitches it the whole time, but a little bit of that. A little bit ain't bad. It's kind of like awareness of the field, you know?
So, a little rugby.
I love rugby. I played a little college rugby.
Yeah?
Yep. It was a club sport.
Is there an official NCAA rugby?
I don't know, buddy. You going to make me break the laptop back out?
Here. There's I bet I can find it before
bound
you can.
To be. Bound to be.
I feel like NCAA does everything.
It's National Collegiate Rugby.
That's club, though.
Rugby. Maybe not.
Nope. 27 women's programs participate in the NCAA college rugby. That's women's, though. No, they have their own thing. National Collegiate Rugby Championship.
There you go.
Unions organize into Rugby Division 1 and Division 2.
Rugby's fun. You would like rugby. It'll teach you a new way to, not a new way, but...
tackle a little cautiously.
Not cautious. Like, you'll get the crap hit out of you in rugby. You just... you don't have to worry about... heads and all that stuff.
No head-to-head contact. No. I bet CTE in rugby is significantly lower than CTE in football.
It's got to be tiny. It's got to be tiny. Like your ears will get jacked up. You know?
I've seen some rugby ears. They're pretty ugly.
But if you tape them down before the match starts, let's go. Let's get after it.
I think rugby players get worse ears than college wrestlers do, or just wrestlers in general.
Do wrestlers get cauliflower ear on purpose?
No. Some people do. But that's like jiu-jitsu. That's something other people do. Wrestling, no. Here's what happens. Because wrestling practices every day, and they practice for like 3 hours every day. And I'm going to admit, I'm one of those people. Headgear gets a little hot after a little while. So you practice without one. And then you get your face rubbed into the mat for 3 hours every day. Eventually, you're going to get cauliflower ear. Last year, I think we've had 3 people get cauliflower ear. Very minor, though. If you catch it really early and ice it really early, and wear headgear, then the swelling goes down pretty quick. But
it's just a big bruise,
pretty much. And well, so what happens is you rub into your ear, and it like opens up the blood.
Yeah.
So there's like more blood going around in your ear, and it swells up. And then
eventually it turns into like scar tissue.
Pretty much. And that's it doesn't really ever. It's still like flesh.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that's what we see when we see cauliflower.
Now you're seeing that like. Because there's like a bunch of veins in your ear, which is why your ear bleeds so much. Right. If you ever like cut it.
Anywhere near your face.
Anywhere near there. But when you rub it, those veins open up more. Because your body wants protection there. So it swells up. Because there's so much blood rushing through it. And then it gets real big. And it just stays big. Until your body feels like it doesn't need that anymore. Which is, for some people,
old-timers
weird. For some people, that's their entire lives. It just never goes away. But if you catch it real, the people that have it their whole lives, see they have cauliflower ear, because it hurts when you get it.
Right.
And then choose not to do anything about it. And then eventually, it comes to the point where you can't do anything about it.
Gotcha. I just didn't know if you jokers do that on purpose.
No.
What's that? What else is going on in your sports world? So wrestling was over Thursday. Baseball started Friday.
I think that's it right now.
Baseball?
Baseball.
And some early morning workout every once in a while, Mondays and Wednesdays. What is that?
For football, little speed stuff. There's not. Here's what I'm happy about. There's not much running. Because football is very, well, there is a lot of running, but there's not a lot of distance running. It's not a cardio, because football plays, what, 12 seconds?
A football play is 12 seconds. Average football play is like 1.2 seconds.
No.
Yeah. You keep talking.
No, I'll prove you wrong. It's not 1.2.
Matthew?
It's not 12. Average. Seconds each.
One, that's not true. But it's closer than I thought. The average play in a football game can last anywhere between 4 and 12 seconds.
There you go. I was right.
That's not right. Internet's wrong.
That makes sense.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
Nah.
Sure it does.
12 seconds?
It makes sense.
Let's play a game that's horrible for a podcast.
Okay.
I'm going to say go, and then you tell me when it's been 12 seconds.
All right.
Go.
Now.
That's 18 seconds.
Oh, I was a little off. I was trying to go like the 1, 1, 2, 2, 3.
I don't even know if that's the truth or not because I was looking at my watch, but I don't have a second hand on my watch.
Oh, it's my counting versus your counting?
I was counting.
Okay, well then let's do it again with
okay,
the timer.
Okay, wait a minute. Offensive lineman, how quickly do you need to have the football? The quarterback need to have the football out of his hand. Shotgun situation.
I'm giving him 6 seconds at most. 6 seconds for a deep play. Like 3 seconds for a quick pass play.
I'm giving him 4.5. 12 seconds. Long time.
Because, well, think about certain plays. A deep ball that's caught. He fights. He breaks a tackle. He runs 20 yards. He gets chased down tackled. That's like 12 seconds.
We're not averaging a 20-yard gain every time. Who are you playing for?
Is it 12 seconds between each play?
Nah, I think the average time between play, say something like that you're pretty passionate. Give me a number you're pretty passionate about.
I'm not really passionate about any number.
Since we were just so passionate.
20 about seconds.
In between each play?
In between each play. Depends on the level, though. It depends on the school, too. Quick little side note.
Yeah.
Can you imagine being a player in the Super Bowl and it's halftime? That's like an hour.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know how much time that? You probably get cold again, so just throwing that out there. On average, around 25% of an NFL broadcast is commercials. So in a three-hour broadcast, 45 minutes of advertising.
There you go. You're not going to find the number we're looking for.
No, I'm not.
What about your boy getting traded from Dallas?
There is going to be a couple GMs, or I guess the GM, and a couple other managers fired because of that. You are trading a Luka Doncic that is averaging more points, is younger, averaging more assists, a franchise player. They were gonna build a statue for him, you know? They're gonna build a statue right next to Dirk of Dirk and Luka. And then they traded him. You know Kyrie Irving was signed by the Mavericks in the offseason. He's like you probably have no idea what I'm talking about.
Basketball.
Well, Kyrie Irving, you know who he is?
Yeah, sure.
No,
he's a basketball player.
He's a pretty good. He's athletic as all get out. That's why. That's how he got famous. He's fast and athletic. He left the. Where did he leave from? The Sixers, to play with Luka, at the Mavericks, and he turned down an offer from the Lakers because he wanted to play with Luka.
And he just got there.
No, he got there at the start of the season. Because they were going to be the dream team, and they were the dream team until they traded Luka to the Lakers, where Kyrie turned down playing because he wanted to play with Luka.
Goodness.
In return, the Mavericks got Anthony Davis, who is old, high injury risk.
Unibrow
guy.
Yep.
He's getting on up there.
Okay.
For a big man, he's had a pretty big career, pretty long career for a big man. He's like pretty injury prone, and he left his first career game with the Mavericks because of an injury at halftime. because the GM said that they believe they will have a higher chance of a championship with AD instead of Luka.
So what is really going on? What's your guess?
Something's happening. There's something there. Maybe it's a salary issue, but there are a bunch of Dallas fans came to the AD's first career game 3 hours early to protest, and they protested the entire game. What has to go through your head? And poor Luka. Luka loved Dallas.
Right.
He's an immigrant from Serbia. I don't think a Serbian wants to come to L.A.
That's a big statement.
That's to L.A. He bought a house in Dallas before he got traded, like a week before he got traded. He bought like a $20 million house.
That's what I heard.
Like a mega mansion in Dallas.
He's Slovenian.
Slovenian? Yeah, Slovakian. It's
funny.
A board of people probably approved this. The GM introduced it. And then I guess there's only one. Mark Cuban's the only owner of Dallas. How didn't Mark Cuban approve that? Mark Cuban loves Luka.
No, I thought he sold it to the conglomerate.
Did he?
Yeah.
That means a board of people looked at this trade and agreed to it. You don't just trade your franchise player.
Buddy.
Oh, they also got a first round pick. If that means anything. They made the championship last year, too.
Has he played at all for the Lakers yet?
No, not yet. He played. They made it to the championship last year. Dallas did. They lost, but they still made it to the championship.
Yeah.
And they traded the main reason that they made it for Anthony Davis.
Luka's the one that doesn't play the games, doesn't play the random games with reporters and stuff like that. He just plays basketball.
He does that instead. And Jokic does that. They're both Jokic is Serbian, I think.
I knew there was one of them that was just like, I'm not falling for your traps.
Well, both of them do that.
Yeah.
Because they're both not American, so they both know better. I mean.
Tell us how you feel, buddy. Get it out there. Put it on the podcast.
And then, I like Jokic. I might be an Avalanche fan now. Because who does he play for? The Miners?
Who is that?
The team Jokic plays for. Colorado something. But I like Jokic. Jokic is the one that talks about his horses all the time.
That's funny.
Like he's a big racehorse breeder.
Oh.
And he owns like a bunch of horses in Serbia. He was the guy that won the championship and was like, I don't want to go on parade. I just want to go home. That guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When they told him he's going
home. That's the guy I was thinking.
Yeah, they're like, you got to go on a parade. And he was like, no, I want to go home. See horse.
Yeah. I don't want to go to the parade. Thanks.
But then at practices, well, he cares. Like, but he cares like we would care. It's your job.
It's not who you are.
It's not your lifestyle. Yeah. So, like, after practice, he, like, sits on a bench and buys horses. Buys and sells horses.
That's interesting. I wonder if that was like a family business beforehand.
Probably.
What else you got?
Oh, MLB is about to start again. A couple of days.
Go Braves.
Go Braves.
Liberty Flames softball is 5-0.
5-0. Are they ranked?
No.
Nah. So they played any big teams?
Yeah. So they started this season with Radford. Then they played Louisville, Cleveland State.
Louisville's pretty big.
Rutgers.
Rutgers is pretty big.
And a doubleheader, beat them both.
Nice.
I mean, not a double, a back-to-back, beat them both. Then they've got UCF coming up, then Charlotte, then Alabama. See if they play any, if they play Georgia.
Georgia baseball is like number 9 or something like that.
Supposed to be good this year.
Even though we're losing, what's his face? Mr. Do-It-All.
Oh, the third baseman?
Yes, sir.
Dang it, what was his name?
Charlie something. Condon.
Yep, UGA baseball is supposed to be strong. We'll see what their pitching staff does. That's what it's all about.
Our pitching staff wasn't that good last year. We're just so
struggled.
Stretched thin. Which is weird because isn't our head coach like a pitcher? Yeah, pitching guy. Like, that's his focus.
Yeah, we are kicking it off on Valentine's Day.
Georgia baseball?
Yeah.
Who are we playing?
Quinnipiac.
Oh. Is that the grand opening to our new baseball facility?
No, we're gonna play them there in North Carolina.
I don't know. What's the point of playing Quinnipiac?
Quinnipiac.
Quinnipiac.
Because you can play them in North Carolina and then stay right there in Wilmington and play UNC Wilmington.
That's smart. They just stay for like an extra day.
Yeah. So what they'll end up doing is they'll play like a Quinnipiac on Friday, and then on Saturday they'll play Quinnipiac again, and then turn around and play UNC Wilmington in a doubleheader, and then turn around and play them again on Sunday.
That's a lot of baseball.
Yep. And then they'll take Monday off and come back on a Tuesday usually. Let's see. Yep. They're playing Kennesaw State on Tuesday.
At home?
In Kennesaw.
And they'll just stay in Georgia and play in home game? Home game?
A home game? What is that?
This is a family-friendly show, Dad.
That's right. You said it. Then they play in Athens against UIC.
UIC? Wait. Let me guess. University of Iowa Central.
They're in the Missouri Valley Conference.
Okay, then they're not Iowa Central.
Iowa. This is going to be Illinois.
Illinois, Chicago. Well, that's like Midwest area. North, Midwest. North. Just north.
You're just making up words now.
Number one bachelor program is biology.
University of Illinois, Chicago.
A lot of them do biology and biological sciences. Psychology is a big thing.
Are they on your short list for snapping?
I'm not going to Chicago.
Well, Mr. I'm not going.
I do not want to live in Chicago for 4 years. And they're like in the heart of Chicago too. If you look at their campus, you can literally see the city line in the background.
What are the? Are you gonna be upset if we did all this again and didn't get podcast worthy stuff to go out?
What if we did all this just for it to be on laptop audio again?
Just man, that would be not good. Guess who's supposed to be on the next podcast? Just doesn't know it yet.
Will
Mr. Dan?
Mr. Dan. Is this how he's figuring it out?
If he's listened all the way to this point in this podcast,
then he deserves it.
Yeah. It means two things. One, he deserves it. And two, the podcast has been fixed.
Well, there you go.
I can't have somebody on when the podcast isn't working.
Well, I don't know. Mom's audio was very good in that one that we did.
But she called in.
She called in.
She was in the house, but she called in.
Well, Mr. Dan would be calling in, right?
Yeah. Unless he comes over and sits in the old rocking chair. And rambles.
Take my chair?
Yeah.
I heard
that he's trying to switch. He's going to hit the transfer portal.
He's not going to be an Ohio State fan anymore?
Yeah, he's going to hit the fan transfer portal.
How are you going to win the national championship and hit the transfer portal?
Hey, buddy. You go where the NIL takes you, you know?
I understand. Is he coming to Georgia?
That's what I've heard.
I'm willing to take him at Georgia.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
He's a heck of a fan.
He's a heck of a fan. What kind of package can we put together is the question, you know?
I don't know.
They come with that sausage dip?
They do. Buckeyes?
Yeah. I mean,
I don't know if we'd be able to eat Buckeyes.
No. But it's fair to say that he brings in the whole family, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That's a pretty big room that he's taking with him.
Yeah, it's impressive. I don't know that he gave an official reason other than he just admires how much fun we have being Georgia fans, you know? And he was so excited about the national championship, and then they won. And he's like, man, cloud nine. And then it wore off so quick.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah.
Well, then when you win it back-to-back, it feels a little better.
I mean, you wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know.
So that's the thing, you know?
I was over the moon when Georgia won.
Yep.
Up until the start of next season. Then it was back to lock-in time.
Get locked in as a fan. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This year's going to be interesting.
This year's going to be interesting.
Because we've got high school football.
High school football.
And Liberty football.
And Georgia football.
And Georgia football. It's going to be tough. I think we can do it, but it's going to test our fandom.
It will. That's a lot of stuff that we have to do.
A lot going on at the same time.
What happens if they play at the same time?
Well, I'm trying to get Mabel closer to Liberty. That'll help.
So there's got to be a ton of RV parks over there.
Yeah. That way we're not driving 3 hours home from Liberty and trying to pick up Georgia at the same time. You know?
Mm-hmm. Are you going to get a booth?
That depends on if we can get Mr. Dan to switch affiliation.
Does Mr. Dan want to be a Liberty fan
with
us?
Do you minor in Liberty when you major in Georgia? That's a good question.
That's a good question. How do you split like that? How can we call ourselves Georgia fans when we're actively rooting for another team?
It's Liberty, though. It just feels like it's different.
It's true.
Doesn't it?
We're rooting for the Lord. We're not rooting for Liberty football.
Amen. Amen. I mean, I still eat out on Sundays, even though Chick-fil-A is closed.
We got kebabs today.
This is true. I don't know if that made any sense, but if you're a Georgia fan, can you be? All right, here's the question.
All right.
If you're a diehard Georgia fan, can you be a Georgia Tech fan?
No.
Absolutely not. Can you be a Florida fan?
No.
Can you be a...
Any Power 5 team? Absolutely not.
Can you be... okay, any of them.
Nope.
Any.
No Power 5 team.
USC?
Nope.
SMU?
Mm-mm. No, if they have the chance of playing each other,
right,
and it would be like a pretty high value game, then right. No. Like if Georgia played Liberty, Georgia would be 42 point favorites and we'd blow them out of the water.
Okay, then if you're a Georgia fan, can you be a Sanford?
Sanford? I think.
And we play them.
I think
quite
so.
Quite often.
Mm-hmm.
What about Troy? Can you be a Troy fan?
Troy's too close. Unless you have a personal reason.
But you can be a Liberty fan.
You can be a Liberty fan.
It's interesting. It just feels like something.
It's different.
Weird.
It's different. If you're.
It's almost like, hey, I like softball and church league softball. And it feels like Liberty is church league softball. That's what you're trying to say.
It's,
you don't want to say it, but that's
you don't want to say it. It's. Can you be. Okay, now what about this? Can you be a Georgia fan and a Western Kentucky fan?
We play them, Western
right,
Kentucky Hilltoppers. I think you can.
Really?
I don't know, man. I think you can.
They're Conference USA.
But you don't cheer. No, who cheers for Western Kentucky football?
People in Western Kentucky.
People whose kids went go to Western Kentucky.
Or go to Western Kentucky.
All right, so if we only cheer for Liberty while Will is there, then as soon as Will leaves, we're no longer Liberty fans?
We're rooting for Will. We're not rooting for Liberty. Yeah, Dad, it's hard for me to do it because I'm from that generation of kids where they're not a Georgia fan. I like Oregon, but I also like USC.
Yeah, that's
fans.
Cool. Yeah.
And it drives me nuts. How do you do that? Pick a team. Or you don't even pick a team. Your family lineage picks your team. Like when I lived in Alabama and I was a Georgia fan, I was one in a million. Everyone there was Alabama and Auburn and Iron. Dang it, if it was Iron Bowl weekend, there are going to be six fights at school that week.
Sure, and nobody at church.
No one's at church. They're all cussing each other out on the street instead.
Sure,
and people are fighting each other left and right.
Yes,
but now it's like, oh, Georgia. Yeah, I like Georgia. I'm like, oh, you're a Georgia fan. Well, I like Georgia. I'm a big fan of Texas too. Texas A&M. God. And it's like, what are you doing?
Come on, you're just making up words.
Yeah, you're not a Georgia fan. You're not a fan of anybody. A house divided on itself cannot stand.
It's true. This is true. Very true.
So,
all right, so here's my question. But it's okay to be a Liberty fan while Will's there.
While Will's there.
Okay. What if you go to, like, Coastal Carolina? Obviously,
you're going
to Coastal Carolina school.
Are
you
can, are you playing for Coastal Carolina?
My assumption is that you're playing in whatever school that you go
to. You have to be a fan of only that school for the rest of your life. Whatever school I go to
changes your DNA.
God willing, yeah. If I play college football, I am cheering for that team for the rest of my life.
And that means the rest of us have to.
Y'all can do whatever you want.
No, I mean, you've changed the DNA of the school. I didn't play at Georgia.
That's so true.
There you go. Right?
Well, if it's like a really, really small school where 99% of their games aren't televised even by the local network, you can go back to your original team. But if it's... If you're playing for a Coastal Carolina or a Toledo where like Kennesaw State, where enough of their games are televised and there's enough of a following, you have to switch to that team.
All right. I don't disagree with you. Probably smart. I don't disagree with you. That's good.
And then when they go, let's say you played for Toledo
right.
for 4 years and yep. you graduate, and then Toledo wins a national championship 20 years later, and you're like, oh, I'm a big Toledo fan. And they're like, you're a bandwagon. I played for Toledo.
That's right.
I played for them.
Yeah.
Then they'll shut up forever.
So isn't, but like Coastal Carolina, you could say that Coastal Carolina and Liberty are rivals.
Right.
So Will's going to Liberty. If Will graduates from Liberty, he's a Liberty fan, but he gets to switch back to Georgia.
I think Liberty's right on that cusp. Where you,
if you're just a student, can you switch back?
I think if you're just a student, you can switch back. If you're just going for academics, you can do whatever you want. I'm not loyal to Liberty. I'm loyal to the diploma I'm going to get from Liberty.
What if you're 4 years there or more? 4 years or
if you're like plus. I'm a doctor from Liberty, you have yeah. to be a Liberty fan. And your kids are going to have to be a Liberty fan. And then if they don't go to college, their kids are going to be a Liberty fan.
All right, so let's think this through. So let's just say Will's there for 4 years. He's already said that he's going to cheer for Liberty unless Georgia's involved. Right? So let's say he's a Liberty fan.
Okay.
And then the same scenario, you end up playing football at Coastal Carolina. That makes him a Coastal Carolina fan, right? Because his brother plays for them.
Now you're rooting for three teams.
You can't root for three
teams. You can't root for three. Pick a team. Okay, how about this? If you're a student at a university, it trumps anything.
If you're enrolled there.
If you're enrolled there, you got to at least be a fan for those 4 years.
While I agree with that. While you're there, you have to be a fan.
I kind of don't like how he's picking Georgia over his alma mater. Not even his alma his yeah, mater.
His mater. We'll see what he ends up doing. That's what he says right now. We'll see.
I don't think he can do that. Root for your school, man. If you're going to be in that student section, you gotta love Liberty football with all your heart. Dang it.
Dang it. That's right. No, I agree. Not me, though. When I go to visit, I will cheer for Liberty and put on my Liberty Dad shirt. But
I'll sit in my Georgia sweatshirt. I'll sit in my Georgia sweatshirt and hope that it's a fun game.
What if Liberty comes calling and wants you to snap for them?
Then I'll put on a Liberty hoodie and I'll go Flames.
For life.
For life. Go Flames for life.
No more. No more Georgia.
Georgia served me well. I don't know what I'm going to do with the flag and all the hoodies I have, but.
Georgia Schmorgel.
You did me well. Yeah.
Show me the Scully. And then your last year of eligibility, you'll hit the transfer portal and go to Georgia.
Go to Georgia for a year.
You'll be like, I'm back.
Yeah, I'm starting too.
That's awesome. That's awesome. All right. Well, hopefully this worked. Hopefully anyone that's listening enjoyed it as much as Matthew and I enjoyed just sitting here talking. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Talk to you soon. Love you.
Bye-bye. Your headphones hurt your ears.